عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. MashaAllah, since it is the holidays, I once again request everybody, can you please stand up from your place and come to the front rows, please? JazakumAllah khair. Everybody from the back, don't be shy. If you just get up, especially the children, if you get up and come to the front rows, please. JazakumAllah khair. I know many of you sit at the doors because it's easier to leave, but 1-2 minutes, inshallah. At the end, delay will not be an inconvenience to you, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu nasalli ala rasulih al-kareem. Amma ba'd. Wal-lazina amanu wa amiru s-salihati ulaikahum khayrul bariyah. وقال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. Every human being that comes into this world is ordered to fulfill two responsibilities: إيمان and عمل الصالح, good deeds. The success and failure of both worlds depends on completing these two tasks. If a person on an individual level adorns his life with iman and amal salih, then he will achieve individual success in his individual kingdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever, male or female, has acted righteously whilst being a believer, we shall certainly make him live a good life, and we shall give him their reward for the best of what they used to do. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, when Allah loves a bondsman as a result of his iman and good deeds, he calls Jibra'il alayhi salam and informs him that verily Allah loves such a person, you also love him. Jibra'il then begins to love him. Jibra'il then announces to the people of the heaven, verily Allah loves such a person, you all love him as well. And they all love him, and then he is granted acceptance on the earth. If, however, a full community or a nation collectively fulfills their responsibility of iman and amal salih, then this will result in them achieving collective success and collective supremacy in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, Allah has promised those of you who believe and do good deeds that He will certainly make them khulafa on this earth. And He has made those before them and will certainly establish for them their religion which He has chosen for them, and will certainly give them peace in place of the fear in which they were before. So what is amali salih? First of all, we need to understand there's two things. Amanu and وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ. First is iman. Iman is to believe in everything that has reached us from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through a mutawatir chain, meaning the narrators are so many in number during every era that to perceive it to be fabricated is impossible. It is a great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has granted us this great gift of iman and enabled us to recognize and believe in Him and all that was conveyed by Him through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every believer is aware of this. However, what we need to discuss in detail is the terms of amali salih. So amali salih literally means good deeds. The majority of people are actually unaware of what it is really meant by good deeds. It is a technical term of sharia, and it can be divided into two categories. First category, to stay away from everything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is an obligatory and necessary category of good deeds, and failure to carry out the actions of this category will result in the displeasure and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The actions in this category consist of fara'id, consist of wajibat, consist of sunan, mu'akkada, along with abstinence from acts which are haram and makruhi tahrimi. And the second category is to do those things which please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If one does not carry out these actions, it will neither be disregarded as disobedience, nor will it result in the displeasure of Allah. However, carrying out these actions will bring Allah's pleasure. The actions of this category consist of the sunan ghair mu'akkada, the mustahabbat, the nawafil, and to stay away from the makruhi tanzih. So in short, those people who accept iman become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, those who become particular with regards to the first category of good deeds only become the special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, they love the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who progress to the second category become the special beloved friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, they become the beloved wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala themselves. Regarding such people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in a hadith Qudsi, and my bondsmen gain the most closeness to me through the fara'id. And then he continues to progress in this closeness through nawafil until I begin to love him. And when I love him, I become his ears which he hears. I become his eyes with which he sees. And I become his hands with which he grasps. And his feet with which he walks. And if he asks from me, I definitely grant him. And if he seeks refuge from me, I grant him refuge. So let us look at the Quran and Ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to see what Allah has promised for those who fulfill these two responsibilities of iman and good deeds. Firstly, you will be given peace and tranquility in this world. We will be given all the creation. All the creation will begin to love this person, and he will be regarded as the best of creation. He will receive freedom from grief and fear. He will, insha'Allah, have a husnul khatima, a successful and good death. And he will find comfort in his grave. He will receive the shade of the throne and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will receive an easy reckoning. Allah will forgive him and grant him great reward. And in turn, Allah will grant him entry into Jannah and great rewards and its bounties he will be able to take pleasure from. For one to be worthy of all of these above, carrying out the first category of good deeds is sufficient. However, the more one excels in the second category of amali salih, the person will be rewarded even more. To understand this, let us take a quick glimpse into the lives of the pious predecessors to see how particular they were with regards to even the second category of good deeds and the heights that they reached. Firstly, it is narrated regarding Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah that the number of Qur'ans he completed in one part of his house was 7,000. He fixed a place in his home and he would recite Qur'an there. And in his lifetime, in that place, he completed 7,000 Qur'an sharif. It is narrated regarding Imam Shu'bah ibn al-Hajjaj rahimahullah, who is a great muhaddith, that he recited the Holy Qur'an in his lifetime 24,000 times. Sa'id ibn Jubayr rahimahullah was a great person. It is related about him that one morning his speech was slightly slurred and he was stuttering. Upon inquiry, he disclosed that the previous night he had recited the Qur'an 2.5 times, due to which his tongue had been temporarily affected. Layth ibn Sa'id, rahimahullah, had an annual income of 80,000 dinars, but zakat never became fard upon him because he would spend it all in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned about him that he would feed 360 poor people every single day. It is narrated by Talha radiyallahu anhu. He states about Umar radiyallahu anhu that I saw him enter a house at night time. And I was surprised and I became inquisitive as to why Umar radiyallahu anhu would come here as only a woman was living in this home by herself. So I waited until I saw him leave and then I entered into the home to see what he had been doing. After greeting with salam, I realized that a disabled, blind woman was living there. And I inquired as to who had just visited her. He asked the woman, "Who just visited you?" She expressed no knowledge of the person or his name or even his background. And then I asked her the purpose of his visit. She replied that he comes here every night and he does the chores of my home. Imam Al-Awza'i rahimahullah was a judge during his time. One day a person was summoned to the court due to an unpaid debt. Upon Imam Al-Awza'i, rahimahullah's questioning him, he accepted and affirmed the debt. He was then ordered to pay, otherwise he would be facing imprisonment. The person began begging Imam Al-Awza'i, rahimahullah, for respite, as imprisonment would only cause further delay in the repayment of the debt. Looking at the pitiful situation of this person, Imam Al-Awza'i, rahimahullah, he paid off the entire debt of this person and let him free. After some time, a similar incident took place with another individual, and then a third, and then a fourth, and soon it became common knowledge. It is narrated that during his lifetime, a number of incidents took place in which some cases were not even genuine. Nevertheless, he continued his practice of paying off the debts of people until he passed away. All the great people, my beloved brothers, along with being particular in regard with the first category of amali salih, meaning staying away from those things which displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they made progress, they significantly made progress. But in the second category, they also made great progress too. Meaning they did those things sincerely, just out of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to which they excelled and reached heights that leave us in wonder, they leave us in surprise, and they leave us in astonishment. Sometimes our faculty of understanding may even have doubted that these situations would have occurred if they were not mentioned to us through genuine, legitimate chains. My beloved brothers, these days we are in delusion with regards to ourselves. We are content thinking our lives are filled with good deeds, but this is far from the truth. If we were to make an assessment of where we stand as far as our deen is concerned, we will realize that the four branches of amal salih, meaning mu'amalat, mu'ashara, are near zero in our lives. Extreme negligence is portrayed in their regard. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid, at times we regard contrary to Islamic dealings and social conduct to be the norm of this life. As for the third branch, husnul khulq, good character and traits of the heart, this is unheard of. Nobody works on their heart. And there is a complete ignorance of this aspect of Islamic teachings and obligation. We now only have the fourth branch left, ibadah, acts of worship, which if we were to assess, we will realize that in all fairness, this too is next to nothing. Either we are negligent, ghafil, or lax and lazy in the fulfillment of our fara'id, or if there is a punctuality, then the inner spirit and quality of that amal will be poor because we are filled with riya. Just taking an evaluation of the ikhlas and the sincerity and concentration that we put into our worship will make us realize where we actually stand. It is indeed time, my beloved brothers and listeners, that we make a start to change. Let us exert all of our efforts to rid ourselves of those actions which displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ensure that there is no ghafla left with regards to the first category of good deeds. If there is, and if there is an error that occurs from ourselves, then we need to immediately make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy by resorting to tawbah. This too is an obligation, and failure to do this will increase the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each and every single one of us the ability and the tawfiq to act upon what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا Please, brothers, come forward and fill the gap so that those people who are outside, they can have space for them to pray as well. Please stand up and fill the gap. Even if you are not doing the prayers, will you please stand up so that we can fill the gaps and leave no gaps unattained? Please, brothers.